Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's how we're going to do it. Right now, this minute, caller 9 and caller 10. That's right, two pairs. You will win 3 sheets to the wind at Capital One Hall. Congratulations, you have won 2 tickets to see 3 sheets to the wind, America's number one tribute to Yacht Rock, Friday, March 1st at Capital One Hall. 3 sheets to the wind plays authentic tribute to AM Gold, Yacht Rock classics from the 70s and 80s, undoubtedly the smoothest music ever created by mankind. Callers 9 and 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll win those bad boys. There you go, right? That's that simple. We want to give away things here on the Grant and Danny radio program. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kondori & Morad, the official Grant and Danny show sponsor, who can help protect your assets by updating your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of your Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention G&D and score yourself a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. You know how we do this thing every day, guys. 4 o'clock, it's Beltway Blitz, unless the president of the team calls. We didn't do the Beltway Blitz yesterday. Some people ask me, and this is true. Not many people. My wife actually asked me, like, why did you guys do the Beltway Blitz? I said, well, Jason Wright called us yesterday. Respectfully to all the folks in the Beltway Blitz. That's why we didn't do the Beltway Blitz yesterday. But this is a normal day. Jason Wright is not calling today. So we're going to spin you around the Beltway, tell you what's going on with the 3 teams in town that you care a lot about. We're going to start on the hardwood. Our guy Dave Johnson joins us. Wizards at L.A., 10:30 Eastern time start against the Lakers. Dave, preview this one tonight for us. I should probably put him on the phone. That's my fault. Dave, start again. I didn't actually push the button that says Dave's on air. It's my first time.
No. You know, I'm 40 years in this business. I'm still doing that. So it's the trickiest part, hit on, as everyone can appreciate.
There's
that.
A big green button right there, and I'm just looking at it. All right, sorry, Dave. Go ahead. Preview tonight's matchup against the Lakers for me.
And by the way, we're sharing with our listeners why neither one of us are air traffic controllers or pilots. And,
100%.
And they can be certainly thankful for that. Look, they take on a Lakers team that played last night in the Battle of L.A. Against the Clippers, and that's really become an intense rivalry. LeBron James just took over in the fourth quarter, and again, there's times you feel like LeBron can, and after 21 years in the league, he still can just totally take over a game, and he did last night. So it favors the Wizards the Lakers played last night, but that's only a small favor. The Lakers are playing, again, at a very high level. It's a Wizards team that we're continuing with, you know, this discovery process I talked about. Bilal Coulibaly now, probably since the last time we talked, is in the starting lineup. And, you know, that doesn't mean you necessarily look for, you know, crazy numbers from him, but it just it's now he's getting a different look both defensively and offensively, and that's going to help his progress. And, look, they still believe in Jordan Poole. And, you know, every player is capable of having a bad year, and he is, and he's struggling. But it's not because he's not enjoying Washington. He'd be enjoying it more if he was producing. But he is noted as the first to practice, the last to leave. The teammates like him. It just has really been a struggle. And so we've seen him coming off the bench that maybe getting him on the ball more will help unlock the potential we know is there. And it certainly happened the other night when he had 31 points. You know, it wasn't the same story against Golden State Warriors, but you know, that's the most significant change right now for the Wizards.
And it looks like Denny Avdia is coming back here, Dave. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's key because, look, right before the All-Star break, he has season-high 43 points. And this is what we're talking about, this sprint to the end of the season. Denny Avdia is having a career year. Denny Avdia, who ESPN draft analyst on the night he was drafted, said, you know, down the road we're going to look at this maybe as the steal of the draft. Is he was taken higher than many thought he was going to go in that draft. And he can defend four positions, but now, again, 43 points, I don't, you know, against the Pelicans, or it doesn't matter. You score 43 points in the NBA, you know, that's not a fluke. So this is about as we are about to turn the page in basically the final month or so of the season. You know, Denny Avdia can take Corey Kispert. It is showing it that, you know, he's having a career year. And, you know, his repertoire scoring is increased in so many ways. So, you know, Tyus Jones, 17 assists the other day. Again, if you look at, if you want to say the big four storylines that have been consistent, it's been Kuzma, it's been Jones, it's been Avdia, it's been Kispert, and this heartens you for the future. And I'm not even mentioning, again, Bilal Coulibaly, because that's a given. He's a 19-year-old that I think already we're dreaming about the potentials. He's showing it at times, but you know when that 19-year-old body gets bigger and stronger, you're going to see what we've already witnessed on many occasions on a more consistent basis.
Dave, we've talked about him a couple times, but I've always been from afar intrigued by Marvin Bagley. He's a little bit more active than I remember, like a little more spring, that second jump on some rebounds. I've been pretty impressed, and defensively moving around a little bit. Again, I'm not saying that they've unearthed, you know, a future all-star here, but certainly looks like a nice piece.
Well, yeah, and by the way, that's another one I should point out, but I left him out of the top four, if you will, just because he joined us midseason. But I know it sounds like a cliche or I'm spinning things or not, but it, you can put examples all over in sports and certainly in NBA basketball. It is about fit and opportunity. And if you look at Marvin Bagley's career, it didn't fit in Sacramento. Then he goes to Detroit, and then they get, you know, they drafted Jalen Duren. They get James Wiseman. They get Isaiah Stewart. Suddenly there's a log jam at the center position. He gets kind of lost. He comes here, and he has an opportunity, and you're seeing, okay, that's the player that went number two in the 2018 draft. You know, as I say on the air, a play doesn't seem to be over until he says it's over in his energy and second chance points. And, you know, people can go look it up in terms of the number of double doubles he's had now. And again, right out of the gate, the first two games that he started for the Wizards were 20 and 10 games. So, you know, and again, with how the Wizards are building and how they're looking to the future, as they made that trade, this is a situation where you basically had a year and a half audition for Marvin Bagley. So they're not taking on, you know, big contracts because you want to maintain the flexibility, but a year and a half gives you a good window to say, you know what, he might be something going forward. And, you know, that's, again, the answer to the question why, you know, Tyus Jones was, there was lots of teams that wanted to trade for him, but they didn't want to take on a contract that's going to hamstring him, hamstring the Wizards. So, you know, this gives you confidence, or gives me confidence, that it's clear that Michael Winger, Will Dawkins, they have a plan, and they are not going to deviate from that plan. And in the process, yeah, let's see what a Marvin Bagley can do, and let's see are we starting to see what this team might look like in 3 years.
Dave, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great night.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. I need to put him on hold. And let's talk some baseball, please. Our guy Andrew Golden covers the Washington Nationals. That's why he's going to talk about the Washington Nationals here on the Beltway Blitz. Andrew, even though you're like much younger than me and like are like thin and have like a great life ahead of you, you're still an adult more so than I am. Okay. I'm sitting here squealing like a child at Christmas about James Wood. I'm just going to say the name, James Wood, and I want you to start talking. Ready? James Wood, go.
He hit another homer today. Uh-huh. So that's what's new. Yeah, he looks really good in camp. I wrote a story about him before I left. It came out early during spring. He put on 25 pounds. So he's now 240 pounds. He's a lot stronger. He's worked on his plate discipline and really trying to see the ball to the zone, hit the ball the opposite way, which what you saw today. I mean, the dude is just, I mean, the dude's gotten off to a hot start. He's just been unbelievable.
So, Andrew, the bombs are actually so wondrous and awesome, and I'm not diminishing them. He hits the ball, and it goes, and it stays hit, and I love it so much. Here's why I'm even more excited, if I may. Yesterday, he, like, not a great swing or a bit of contact, like a room service three hopper to the left side, and the third baseman fields the ball, looks up, and has an oh bleep moment because James Wood is about to touch first base. This giant man that should move like I do after exercise is hauling ass down to first base, and he beats it out. And they may have called it air, they may have called it a hit, I don't know. But oh my God. Again, these aren't good questions, but oh my God.
Yeah, I think this is the most impressive thing. I think what impresses me the most personally from watching him isn't even just what he does with the running, being the home runs or beating the balls out. For me, it's the play discipline on the chase, on the breaking pitches. That was obviously a big concern with the strikeouts, which obviously is gonna be an adjustment you get to double A. And he has looked really good at recognizing spin. So he's not missing or swinging on those balls in the dirt that you kind of saw him getting messed up with last year. He's very disciplined in every facet of his game. He's a lot more polished than he was last time we saw him. So yeah, I mean, like it's unbelievable seeing the way he gets down the line, hitting the homers. But I've been most impressed by his play discipline as well.
So 10 more about James Wood. No, I'm kidding. Pitching wise, Andrew, who has stood out thus far? It's obviously so early still in spring training, but give me a couple guys that have turned heads.
Yeah, I think like Kenzie Gore's the main one, right? He's always had the stuff. That was never the question. It's just a matter of consistency. So he's looked good in the early portion of spring. From what I saw, I came home on Tuesday. So I know Jackson Rutledge didn't have the best outing yesterday, but his first outing was a really good start for him, I think. I thought he was in the zone and was attacking the middle of the plate. He made some adjustments this offseason. So I think Rutledge is the guy who I want to continue to watch and see. And then a couple others, Mitchell Parker and Cole Henry, are some guys who are Rule 5 adds this past year. I think they both performed well, too. So those are some guys who are standing out to me right now.
Victor Robles. I mean, I'm now to the point, Andrew, and again, I'm just an impatient guy that shakes his fist at the ocean. Like, there's no rush on this thing, but I'm so over Victor Robles. But again, I saw the game we got to watch yesterday because it was on television, which I know is rarefied air around these parts. But a nice RBI base hit to center field, and he was off to a good start, changed his approach a little bit less emphasis on power and a little bit more bat to ball before the injury. I mean, I'm kind of over Robles because the same things that were plaguing him as a teenager still are, but the chances that he has a bit of a renaissance this year.
Yeah, I think he's a good chance. I think he's going to start the year in center. I mean, like, I think you have to give him a chance to see what he can do one more time. I think at this point, I think that people just need to shift their expectations a little bit. I don't think you're going to get the guy that you thought you were going to get in 2019.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, that's okay. And if James Wood and Dylan Cruz tear it up in the beginning of the season and they get called up, then, like, and Victor Robles is a really, really good fourth outfielder, right? Like, he's a guy you can bring in for defensive replacement, steal bases. Like, I think Nationals fans should be okay with that. If he's not, like, I think at this point we know he's not the guy, but he could still be a really good backup or replacement player. So I think this will be a good year for him.
Sorry, I should probably turn my mic on. I'm hopeful that this is kind of the time. Among the other guys that aren't James Wood prospect-wise, Brady House hit a ball that would have cleared – like a fence 50 yards away from the actual fence. CJ Abrams has looked good. I saw Dylan Cruz steal a bag. The kids look like they belong. What's the timetable on some of these guys?
Yeah. I think it's a great question. I think it all depends. Obviously there's performance incentives to call guys up on the opening day roster. You can get a first round pick if they finish in a certain, certain part of the MVP voting or the rookie of the year voting. I think there's that incentive. And I also think at the same time, there's also obviously the service manipulation as well. So I think all those things kind of factor in. I can't put a timetable on when they'll get there, but I think Dylan Cruz and James both have a chance to debut this year. And I also think Robert Half is in the mix. That's a guy who's probably
he's
probably
good
been,
too. Yeah.
He's probably been the most surprising guy at camp. And he looks like he's back to his old self. I have a story coming up tomorrow on him when I talk to him. I'm not trying to self-promote, but I do have a story coming up tomorrow about how he's kind of worked to change some things. I know. I'm sliding in.
That's how you do it, Andrew. That's how you debate. I love it. Appreciate you, dude. Enjoy it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Talk soon. Hit that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to do the thing. I hit hold. There we go. Hit the sound for the Local 53, please. Our guy Nick Akridge, PFF, joins us to talk about the Local 53. So let's say, Nick, they're on the board at number two, and Caleb Williams didn't go number one. Walk me through the scenario. What happens?
you are sprinting to the podium as fast as you possibly can and picking Caleb Williams. At least that's what I would do.
You don't? Would you see them? But wouldn't that lead to a billion phone calls? Like, wouldn't it lead to, like, the greatest trade offer in the history of man? I guess what I'm getting at, Nick, is how sexy would that trade offer have to be for you to consider moving off of it if you were in charge?
The greatest trade offer of all time for me. I mean, I think you're in a position right now, even at two, you're in a position right now that, you know, you've been trying to get to forever. You need this franchise quarterback, and we've been looking for one for 30 years now. You're in this position at number two. You have, I think, three options that you can work with and turn them all into franchise quarterbacks. I think if you pass on an opportunity like this, you regret it in years in the future, and then you're just back in the same spot, hoping that you're in, you know, picking one or two, and you're, again, looking for quarterbacks. I think you have to take this opportunity and just go with, you know, the quarterback that you think gives you the best chance to turn himself into a franchise quarterback.
Nick, I think we'd all argue they've got a number of needs, right? And I think reasonable minds can differ on to what priority those are, but there are needs everywhere, okay? We know that. What are the spots that they should be filling in free agency, a.k.a. where you can get great value? Like last year, for the sake of argument, my listeners are probably sick of me saying this, you could have spent punter money and upgraded the tight end spot, and they chose not to do that because they were happy with their internal candidates. They were, of course, wrong. There's a couple spots where you probably would improve dramatically without breaking the bank. You don't want to go big game hunting at premium positions. Maybe those are the draft ones. Kind of walk me through, in your opinion, where they should be spending in free agency, even though we know they're not going to spend big. Where should they do free agency dollars, and where should they be doing draft picks?
You know, like you said, there are holes everywhere, and I think you need to – I think teams that kind of try to patch things together in free agency, patch their holes in free agency, it tends to kind of falter on them. So I think you need to kind of go heavy in the draft on offensive line, heavy in the draft, you know, and really invest a high pick into a tight end. You know, I don't know what that's going to look like, hope maybe in the second, third round. But for free agency, I think you just kind of look for guys that, you know, can be depth pieces and can fill in and, you know, be spot starters because, like you said, there's a lot of holes, and this team is not 1 year away from, you know, making it to the Super Bowl. A franchise quarterback can change that and, you know, elevate your path to that sort of goal quickly. But again, you're not 1 year away. So I think you kind of just, you know, invest in some of these, you know, depth positions at positions of need. You know, maybe you go tight end, maybe you go offensive line again. Linebacker is a position as well. Getting more depth at D tackle, more depth at edge, more depth at corner, more depth at safety. So like you said, there's a lot of spots that they can really look at. And I think that's just kind of the big thing. Maybe not go big game hunting, like you said, but just kind of invest in, you know, some of the more reliable players.
Nick, you're smarter than me, which is a dubious honor, but it's still true. What do you think of my philosophy? I've been kind of kicking this one around behind the scenes, and I'm ready to test it out on you. And if you don't like it, I'll pretend I never said it, okay? So here it goes. My view of free agency, I would try for the most part, unless I was a piece away, like think like the Bills going against Stephon Diggs. I know that was a trade, but or whatever. You know what I mean? Like think about, forget about the one team grabbing the one guy to put him over the top. But in general, if I'm a team that's trying to build, I would probably use free agency for mostly non-premium positions, right? So I would spend a little bit more on a linebacker, spend a little bit more on, you know, a guard or whatever, and then my high-dollar, high-price guys typically would come through the draft. That would be my general axiom of how I'm building a team. Of course, exceptions can be made, but that's kind of my thinking, is if I don't have to spend a lot, I'll spend maybe a little bit more on, you know, the non-premium position. Give me your thought.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a very fair strategy. And it all depends on, you know, again, hitting on that quarterback. Because if you can hit on a quarterback and you work with that rookie deal, then, you know, you're able to kind of spend more on some of those guys, like you said, spend a little bit more on a linebacker, spend a little bit more on a tight end or something like that. But, you know, I don't think it's, a terrible idea. I think, you know, we've seen in the past, you know, spending big on these big name free agents doesn't really turn out too well. And there's obviously a clear need for an edge rusher now going into next season. And there's a lot of guys out there that you could spend big money on. I don't know how well that's going to, you know, really instantly turn around a team. But, you know, you're able to do that sort of thing if you hit on this quarterback. And I mean, I just kind of, you know, really look at the Texans and what they're doing. I mean, a lot of people didn't think they were a year away last year. And then you hit on C.J. Stroud and you're in the playoffs, you're competing, and then now you go all in. Now this is when you kind of spend all your money and build around him while you have him on that rookie contract. And I think that's what Washington should, you know, kind of look towards, and that should really be the goal.
Let me just finish typing this quote. Danny Ruye is a tremendous genius. That's courtesy of Nick Ackridge. Nick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thank you very much. There he goes. And that's how we blitz. That's how you do it. You heard about three different teams. We got you some information, right? Kind of the latest goings on. You heard Nick and I bantering about the quarterback spot. Dan Quinn on the Sports Junkies, a radio program of note. They're new, but they might catch on. You may have heard some of their stylings. It's four guys. They talk about sports and lifestyle stuff. They have a chance, I think. But Dan Quinn was on with the Sports Junkies yesterday early morning. And they did a really cool thing where they did a little word association with a bunch of players, a bunch of quarterbacks. I'm going to play a little word association with Christian Darrisaw, a.k.a. Darris, with Glenn Powell Clary, a.k.a. Ryan Clary, and you guys as well about some of the quarterbacks. We'll go through them, do some word association. I'm going to involve you guys as well. We'll do some word association games. It'll be a gas. That's next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking strategy, just having a coaches meeting right here for the Purple Team's playoff game tonight. It's so hard, guys, because we don't know the Electric Blue team. And I still need to hear Electric Blue by Outkast at some point today, Darris, please. No worries on when. That's who we're playing. Purple Team has Electric Blue tonight. Our game against them got canceled during the year. No scouting report. We're flying blind, trying to figure out rotations. Coaching staff is stressed about this playoff game. I'll tell you that right now. It's a big one for the local Hoops League. Welcome back to the show. It's G&D here on The Fan. Yesterday, and we have that audio, Darris, that you could throw in a few minutes here, when Dan Quinn was on with the Sports Junkies. Wow, that it was great. It was great radio, as always. Again, this Sports Junkies program, I've been catching it lately. They got a shot, those guys. Interesting group of gentlemen. Their own eclectic personalities, but it's a good listen. Now, if you haven't, they had Dan Quinn, head coach of your Washington football outfit there, and they did some word association. JP led the charge. This is how it sounded.
Coach Quinn, first let me say we really appreciate all the time you're giving us.
Thank you.
I wanted to see if you're willing to do a quick word association with us, okay? So just first things that pop into your head when I give it, and you don't have to go long on them. Terry McLaurin.
Explosive.
Jonathan Allen.
Dominant.
Sam Howell.
Tough.
Drake May.
Athletic.
Caleb Williams.
Game changer.
And so everybody was all in a tizzy because he's trying to find words and he said game changer. Grant was all hurt. I think that's why Grant's sick, actually. I don't know if Grant's throwing up or if he was just depressed that Jaden Daniels got a better compliment than Drake May did in the Dan Quinn Word Association game. Well, we're going to do that. And then I want you guys to do that at 800-636-1067. Okay? We're going to have A.J. Perez, front office sports, come on at 5 post-Meridian to talk about this House vote that allows D.C. to control the land and RFK itself and what that means, kind of next steps for the stadium. It's a huge deal, potentially opening the door for the Local 53 to come back into the city limits. We'll get him on to talk about that at 5. But until then, I want to do some word association with you guys. Ryan, Darris, and I are going to do it for a bunch of quarterbacks. For you guys, I'm going to ask you to do that group of three, that top three, that Daniels, May, Williams group. You'll do some word association there. But we're going to start at the top of the board. Gentlemen, do you have your words ready? Do you have your words ready?
I am ready with the words.
Let's do it.
Ryan Clare, word association, Caleb Williams.
Elite.
Darius.
Superstar potential.
Is that...
That's two words.
A combo word? It's a it can't be hyphenated. It's too.
Let's make it hyphenated for the for the you know, for the purposes of this.
And I'll allow it. My Caleb Williams word association is electric. Electric. There are things that I don't know. There are things that I wonder. I think he was in shotgun every snap, always. Slightly hyperbolic.
Actually, can I change my word?
I'll allow it.
Polarizing.
Oh, hello there.
There we go.
Will you clarify that?
He seems to have that personality that seems like it's always going to garner some sort of national media attention, as it has throughout his college career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why that's going to change in the NFL.
I smell what you're cooking there. Yeah. To me, the highlights are so highlighty. The highlights are so high. Those moments that you've all seen where you go, one other guy does that. He played at Texas Tech. Sounds a little bit like Kermit the Frog. You know I'm talking about, dog, for real. I just won another championship. Every time I play, we go to the AFC title game. That's real talk.
Who's your tight end?
Triav. You know who my coach is? Knock, knock, who's there? It's Coach Reed. He wants to go get a burger. Like, that's the company. That's what it looks like. I am not saying that Caleb Williams is the same. They make one of those guys. They make one. There's one, Pat Mahomes. All right? The point is, that's what the highlights look like. The highlights look Mahomesian. They look like a guy that could have been drafted as a Major League Baseball player. That could have been an all-state, all-world infielder, shortstop. The platforms, the various arm angles, the different athletic control things, how strong his core is, how tough he is. The athleticism is underrated, probably, if anything, because he makes all these ridiculous throws, but could scramble, can extend plays. There's so much like about Caleb Williams. All right. Rhino, word association, Drake May.
Ridiculous.
Oh, hello there.
The reason why I say that, I'm not a film expert or anything, but I do listen to a couple guys who know a thing or two about football.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the throws that he has made is just insane, and I think people are kind of sleeping on that, but once this guy, once you kind of see the pro day come out, once you see the different film and all these different pundits put out film about him,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a lot of things that you'll like.
Darius, Drake May.
Drake May, I'm going to say prototypical.
Damn it, that was mine.
Ah. Sorry.
It's fine. I went to you first.
Prototypical. He's got all the measurables. He has the look of what you want out of a potential franchise quarterback. That Justin Herbert-ish kind of style. Big, tall, bulking guy that's going to throw the ball really far.
Similar vein, because I was going to say the word prototype. I'll say, hyphenated word, central casting. In other words, when you think of, you close your eyes and think of a quarterback, what are you imagining? Now, what's been so cool over the last several years is you've seen a bunch of different kinds of guys. The little shorter guys like Baker Mayfield have some success. He said at one point owned the rookie touchdown passing record. We forgot about that with Hugh Jackson, for goodness sakes. You've seen Lamar Jackson, who's thin as a rail and doesn't have that prototypical throwing motion. It's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's a shot put, but it's like that lower angle, but nobody can touch him. He's fast as all hell, makes plays when there aren't any there, and he's won the MVP twice. And you got, again, central casting style. Justin Herbert. You got a big back truck in Josh Allen, who's the best goal line back in the NFL. You got Jalen Hurts, who's probably 6 foot, maybe a little bit less, who squats 1 million pounds, who leads the world in rushing touchdowns. There's different ways to skin a cat now, more so than there ever was. It used to be like, when I was a kid, like John Elway was the outlier because he could run around a little bit. And did you know he was drafted as the pitcher also? He went to Stanford. But everybody was... What do you do from the pocket? You stand that tall and you sling the rock around. That's what you do. You find the open man. If there's nothing there, you throw it away. Gone. Over. Everybody's athletic now. Show me the Drew Bledsoe. Right? I mean, the guys that are left over doing that, it's Cousins, it's Derek Carr, and even those guys aren't like, tree sloths. They move around a little bit. Dak doesn't move around like he used to. At one point, he used to kill people with his legs. Now it's like just enough to kind of buy himself a little bit of time so he can throw off platform. But the days of kind of that stock, chiseled 6'5" guy patting the football one time and slinging it down the field, that's over with. The body looks like Drake May's body. That's your prototypical quarterback. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. Ryan, Jaden Daniels.
Risky.
Oh.
The reason why I say risky is that I'm just not 100% bought in on Jaden Daniels kind of making this leap into the NFL level at this point.
Darius.
This one's tough. Does the word enigma apply here?
Yeah, it could if you think it's a mystery.
Yeah, because I think while it's not a mystery that he's been good, obviously he just came off a Heisman winning season, and then the season before was pretty good before when he came to LSU from Arizona State,
yeah.
But there's just so many other questions. There's the question of, hey, can he, you know, he's only done it this one year. Can he do it again? There's the questions of his body type and his body size and his weight. And can he hold up? Will he take this kind of punishment once he gets to the league? I think it is a mystery what you can get from him. But could be a lot of good that comes with it.
My word association, Jaden Daniels, upside. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The throwing and the running. The throwing and the running. Now I have some fear. He's slender. That's not a stout, hardy gentleman right there. He's not thick, right? He is a thin, tall, thin dude. That's what I'm worried about. There are also some other ancillary factors, whether it's the sack rate, how much of that is playmaking, and he was on his way to rushing for 1,000 yards, so he might get hit a couple times on some of those scrambles. He's trying to make a play. How much of that is something that he can't do at the next level? How much of that is he's that much more athletic than everybody? So the old adage of, you can't run around in the NFL. Justin Fields, 1,000 yards. Lamar Jackson, 1,000 yards. Multiple-time MVP. I'm not saying I want to be like Fields, but I think he's a better thrower than Fields. But the upside is just so enticing. We'll run through the next group of guys, but I want to hear from you guys as well. 800-636-1067. I'll ask Ryan about McCarthy, Nix, and Penix, and Darius will weigh in as well. I'll give you guys our word association. We'll hear from you guys for the top three. Give me your word association for the law firm of Daniels, May, and Williams. 800-636-1067.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That was Washington head coach Dan Quinn on with the Sports Junkies this yesterday morning right here on 106.7 The Fan. I suggest you listen to them. Appreciate you guys listening to us, too. It's G&D here on The Fan. No GP today. He's at home with the pukes. I am hanging out with you guys until 6:30. A Darius Dameron, Ryan Glenn, Pal Clary production. Real quick anecdote before we bring on AJ Perez. By the way, at 5 o'clock, boys. It's something that happens genetically to us dudes. You turn into a dad, you love dad jokes, and you obsess over them, and you want them. Your kids hate them, and that's part of the joy. If you have some free time, send them to me. At Funny Danny on the old Twitterverse, on Elon's app, all right? I got my 5-year-old with an amazing dad joke this morning. I'd like to tell it to you guys right now. I said to him, and I quote, "What has 5 toes but is not your foot?" My foot. And I lost it laughing. I squealed with laughter for the entirety of our morning routine, getting him ready for school, getting breakfast, getting his clothes on, getting his teeth brushed.
Now, how much did he hate you for that?
He hated it so much. He goes, "Dad, stop laughing." And that made me laugh more. And then he said, "I'm serious." And got like really did like a stomp upset thing where he like wouldn't talk to me. And then closed fist swinging at me on the walk to school. I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop laughing. What has five toes, but it's not your foot? My foot. Oh, come on. That's an ace. That's a Pete Sampras in his prime, 148 miles an hour, a little bit of topspin, ace. So tweet me your dad. Thank you very much. Tweet me your dad jokes at Funny Danny. I'm going to keep them, and I'm going to keep rolling them out because they're the best. Super quick, boys. Word association. I'm going to get to you guys who are on hold, but we're going to go through the quarterbacks. We've already done the first three up on top of the board. We'll do McCarthy, Nix, and Penix and get to the phone calls. Darius, we'll start with you. J.J. McCarthy, word association.
J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to say inadequate.
Ryan.
Boring.
J.J. McCarthy for me? No. Bo Nix, Darius.
Bo Nix, I'm going to go with meh.
Ryan.
Sneaky.
Sneaky. Elaborate, please. Double click.
I think Bo Nix is a potential elite prospect. He can run. He can throw. He can do a lot of different things that people will be intrigued by at the NFL level.
Michael Penix Jr.
Tua.
Oh, okay. Ryan.
Unfortunately injured.
Mine is winner. And I think that's going to make it sound like I want him at number three or two or whatever. All that dude has done is overcome stuff. So many injuries. I am pulling for that guy. I like Michael Penix Jr. a lot. I think that dude, even if he never plays it down in the NFL, is going to win at something. Like he's going to run the Penix quarterback school or the Fortune 500 company or something. I've been wildly impressed with that guy who has done nothing but overcome stuff to lead a decently okay Washington team into the natty picture. That's how I feel about him. I love that kid. Totally understand the reservations and flaws. But for you guys at 800-636-1067, I'm looking for your one-word association with Daniels, May, and Williams. Let's go to Brian in Severn. Word association for Williams, May, and Daniels. What do you got?
For May, I've got Hasselbeck, because I think people are trying to just draft him due to his 6'4", 230. Mm-hmm. Williams is immature. I think there's a long history of that. And the third guy, Daniels, is exciting but frail, so I like to call him RG3.
Oof. That's not a glowing review, by the way, the top three at the board. Immature, lesser Hasselbeck. Maybe you meant the other Hasselbeck was good. The good Hasselbeck was pretty good. The numbers don't look great now because the time has changed. But so Tim, which one was the bad one? Tim was here with the zero quarterback rating, and Matt was the good one in Seattle and said, we're going to win, we're going to the bomb, we're going to win. And then they threw the pick six. He was pretty good. Jimmy, in Columbia, word association, guys at the top three, Williams, May, and Daniels.
Hey, Williams, variety. You might get some good. You might get some questionable. We'll see. May, misleading. if we talk about height and weight only, to me that's not enough. Then we should just have Trent Williams at quarterback. And Jaden Daniels, flashy.
Interesting. All right. So misleading for May. I'd like to double click on that with you guys for a second. Because you know my gripes, and these are by the way, these are small gripes. If Jaden Daniels didn't exist, I'd say you draft Drake May 2nd, never think twice about it. I can't get over the games that I saw where he didn't throw the ball very well. Clemson, NC State, and there was another game, I think it was against Miami. The completion percentage wasn't particularly good, but he had like four touchdowns and a few different big plays. But, you know, again, the same way we talked about Sam Howell a couple of years ago, and I know that's an unavoidable comparison because they both went to UNC. When there wasn't much doing, I saw Howell play make with his feet a lot. He was running a lot, and maybe that's the advocacy for May. But I can't get over, he didn't look real good throwing the ball against two good teams at the end of the season. I kind of can't get past that. The attributes are outstanding. There's no argument there, right? Nobody's arguing against the size, the athleticism, the ability to kind of throw when it's less than ideal, the howitzer that he has. It's not just when you could step into the ball and throw it 71 yards. It's you're sliding to the right, but you got to throw it, you know, kind of that deep medium out to the opposite hash mark. Can you push the ball in there like Herbert can, like some of the guys with the hose can? I think he's one of those dudes. Let's go to Mike in Arlington. Word association with the guys at the top, Williams, May, and Daniels.
For Daniels, I'm going to say electrifying. And for May, I'm going to say project. I think he's got a lot of work to do. I don't think he's as proven as as people are trying to sell him to be. And for Williams, plain and simple, Manziel. I think he's coming into this league with a huge head, and this is Manziel 2.0. He's not coming into this league as a hungry rookie. He's coming in as someone who's made $10 million over the last 2 years at USC with a sports dad right behind him that is going to eat any club up he goes to and is going to be a thorn in their side, and it's going to be Manziel all over again.
Wow, Mike, appreciate that. I hope that's wrong, but I do think that pulse is out there, by the way. I don't necessarily subscribe to it. I sort of haven't focused in on him because I just felt like this was all he was off the board for us because he was going to be number one. But some people out there are viewing it that way. I don't necessarily think it's that bad. You could see some of these signs with Manziel that I don't think you're seeing with Caleb Williams, but that's certainly a frightening comp. I just want to offer real quick. We're watching the combine here in the Stussy studio. A defensive lineman just ran a 4.64 40-yard dash. And he's kind of one of the middle-of-the-pack defensive linemen. Thank you. You have no idea what that's from, Ryan. None. And I'm going to keep it that way. Times have changed, everybody. That defensive lineman, who I think was probably an interior guy, maybe an end or something like that. I don't even know who it was. Probably the middle-of-the-pack Marty. Ran a 4.64 40-yard dash. The level of athleticism is just astounding. It's staggering what these guys can do at this stage. That's all. Just a quick little interjection just to tell you where we are. That defensive lineman 25 years ago ran a 5.2 and nobody cared about it. Now, again, how many 40-yard dashes is this defensive lineman going to run? Probably not very many unless he gets some scoop and score at some point. It's about short area quickness and speed and strength and everything else. I understand that. But I'm just telling you, the speed that he has is a byproduct of all those other attributes glowing up, right? That level of athleticism is astounding. That's all. Just a quick reminder who we're dealing with. Tell you who we're going to deal with next. Terrible transition. Our buddy AJ Perez, Front Office Sports. He wrote about the significant vote that took place on Capitol Hill to return control of the RFK site to the city of Washington, a hurdle that I frankly did not think we'd be able to get over, and we did. What does it mean? We'll ask AJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.